When you come home at the end of the day, you don't use the same dirty dishes that you used that morning. No, you get clean dishes, ones that are fresh out of the dishwasher. Well, my friend, God is looking for us to be a vessel of honor, cleansed and sanctified, or we could say separated for the service of the Master, that He might use you, my friend. I pray that you have a desire to live holy unto God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so thankful you could join us today, and we are in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. My friend, it is possible to live holy in an unholy world. By what? By the grace of God. My friend, if you are saved, there will be evidence of a changed life. In other words, you will walk differently. You will live differently. When God saved my soul, He changed me. Praise the Lord. And now I'm a new creature in Christ. I am different than I was before. The old man is gone, and now I live according to the new man in Christ Jesus. Now that you're saved, you no longer live according to your old bad habits or your old lifestyle, but now you live for God. He puts that in your heart. You see, God will put in your heart that desire to live holy, to live a life separate from sin, to live a life pleasing to God. We might live in this world, but we don't have to live like this world. We can be in the world, we work in the world, but we're not of the world. I like what 2 Corinthians in chapter 6 and verse 17 says, "Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." That expresses relationship with God. Verse 7, chapter 7, verse 1, "Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Praise the Lord. You see, the problem, I believe, with some of the church today is that it's trying to live so close to the world and yet slip into heaven. My friend, I don't want to just slip into heaven. I want to make it with leaps and bounds. Look at Titus chapter 2, verse 12, teaching us that what? Denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. What does this do? Well, this tells us how we're to live. This is not legalism. It's not bondage. No, what is it? It's freedom. It's walking in the Holy Ghost. My friend, Christians are instructed to decisively reject ungodly passions, pleasures, and passions and values of this present age and live according to what? The Word of God. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy in chapter 2 and verse 21 says, "Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work." A sanctified vessel is one that is separated and used by the Lord. You know, I think about this. If you had a bowl of cereal this morning, and maybe there's a little bit of cereal left in the bowl or a little bit of milk, and you leave it there in the sink all day long, and you come home at the end of the day, and what do? You get a new bowl. You don't use the same bowl, but what if you did use the same bowl with that old, stale, rotten milk in there and poured in fresh cereal and fresh milk? That wouldn't be very good, would it? No. And yet, sometimes that's what we're trying to offer to God. No, my friend. Listen, God wants us to be a vessel of honor, sanctified, holy, separated for His glory, for His service. My friend, if you are truly saved and if you love God, then you will live a life that's pleasing unto Him. He will put that desire in your heart.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.